Welcome to BTOP Live, the podcast. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Baseball Training for Older People Live, the podcast. This is Josh Nichols, your host, and just wishing you guys a happy Thanksgiving today. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. This episode is one that I did with Hungarian baseball player that now makes his home in London, England, Csaba Zalagi. And before we get into his story, let me just remind everybody that it would really be helpful if you could go into your Apple iTunes and hit the or just give that 5-star review. And if you have a chance to write a little note in there, that'd be great. Just so we maybe can tap into those algorithms and this podcast can get out to more people. Because as I go back and I listen to some of these old episodes, these old interviews, I'm quite shocked on how interesting they are. And I really think that a lot of people could be encouraged and or just find it just something interesting to brighten their day. So also, don't forget to go over to Facebook and Instagram using the handle at Baseballers for Life, and it's Baseballers, the number 4 in life. And that's also how you can access the live versions of BTOP Live. That's how we get the actual word live on there, is because these interviews are actually recorded live on Facebook in the BTOP Live show. So if you want to be a part of that and engage with us during the live broadcast, you can do that by going over to the Facebook page. So, without further ado, let's get into this interview. So, in this interview, I am talking to, as I said, Hungarian baseball player Csaba Zalagi, who lives in London, England, and plays with the London Mets. And he has a really interesting story that I think that you will like. But it's also, or it was interesting to me at that time. I was really learning about the world of amateur baseball, and it was just kept opening up to me more and more. And one of the things that I found interesting and why I wanted to interview Csaba is that I didn't realize baseball was, or amateur baseball was, being played all over the world. I think even in Australia they have a women's league that's pretty popular. So I think you will really like this interview, and I'm not going to take any more of your time up. And so I introduce to you Csaba Zalagi. To start with, kind of tell us what your journey in baseball was. How did you get started in men's baseball? Well, you know, take us back to, you know, from when you were a kid to now. Like, you just kind of give us the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah. So back in my childhood, back in Hungary, didn't really know anything about baseball, or not really anything what's happening in the United States or even just outside of Central Europe. Mm-hmm. Is the political situation. So myself, I never played before, never seen before baseball. Maybe the first time when I've seen it, I was 16, 17. Mm-hmm. So I played different sports. My main sport was basketball. So I played basketball in high school, later university, a basketball coaching degree. So basketball was kind of a family tradition. My father, my grandfather, mm-hmm. all played basketball. Then later, when some change happened, so we start watching cable TV and then mm-hmm. start watching baseball. What was an interesting game, it was a little bit weird sport, people playing actually, basically, we can say smart clothes. Mm-hmm. But still, I didn't really think about it any time how we played this. So we've seen a couple of baseball movies like The Major League and these kind of things. Then I think 2005, I came to UK. And still here, I play basketball. I was coaching a basketball team here. And then when I drove around in London, I've seen people playing baseball. But I also, as you, I didn't really think about it as a organized something or proper leagues or anything happening here. So then 2016, I traveled to United States the first time. And then actually when I see baseball field, I've seen, it was just a couple of days before the opening, a day. So I've seen small villages, smaller teams, or not major league teams. I've seen training, baseball training, actually first time I've seen baseball players in life.
Right. Okay.
And then I visit LA, and I went to the LA Dodger Stadium, and I was lucky enough to go in. It wasn't game, but I could walk in and look around, and it was just amazing. And and then I, thinking about it, I want to play this. It looks quite interesting. So I came back from US and I started searching what's the opportunity here to play baseball in London. And just here next to us, there's the my club is the London Mets. Mm-hmm. And in just a couple of week times, they started, they have a program, which is the Baseball for Beginners program every year. And I sign up and then start playing baseball, and I'm still there. And just now, this is my life.
Dude, that's really a pretty cool story. I mean, it really speaks to the just kind of the nature of baseball, how it grabs you by the heart. So, I mean, you're basically saying that, you know, you have no affiliation with this game or very little knowledge of what it is, and then you go experience something like the Dodgers play in LA or even some minor teams, and then you're like, I just want to play this game. This game looks amazing. And I think that's true. Like, as soon as you walk out on the field, like there's some kind of peace. This aura of peace that kind of, for me anyways, and I think a lot of people, that just kind of overcomes you when you step out onto that baseball field, or even into a baseball stadium for that fact.
Yeah.
So it's really neat, a really neat story. So yeah. tell me about where are you in London?
Basically I'm living in the north part of London, not too far from the center. My first job was just next to Piccadilly Circus. So when I came here, I started to work in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So I was just there next to Piccadilly Circus. So I was quite, spend a lot of time there. But now I changed a lot. London changed a lot in the last couple of years. But this place where I live is because of the baseball, is very good. It's just a 5-10 minutes drive. Mm-hmm. The baseball field from my house is a little bit quieter. It's not that noisy than the city center, so it's quite all right.
So what team are you currently playing for then?
The old team is the London Mets.
Okay.
Team, and it's founded in 1988. I think is originally they started just a youth club.
Okay.
In that time, and then later, a couple of years later, they created adult teams.
So is it affiliated with the MSBL?
Yeah.
MSBL?
Yeah, a little bit, not too much.
Okay. All right. So how many teams are in the league that you play in?
You mean the London Mets or the whole
league? Oh, that's the whole league. Okay.
No.
Oh, no, I was wondering how many teams are in that particular league.
Basically, we have the organization, to the British Baseball Federation.
Okay.
And I tried to find out a few information. It's not the freshest one, but what I've seen a couple of years ago, there was somewhere between 70 and 80 active team in the UK. Maybe it's a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. The last year, because of this pandemic, probably a couple of teams couldn't survive, or just they just freeze them for a while. Okay. Maybe a little bit less, but by the way, surprisingly high number. So myself, as you said in the beginning, so when I start to play baseball and I see how things work, I was surprised how active baseball life basically here in England.
Yeah,
and it was good. The BBF organizing the youth leagues. There's two youth league, 10 to 13, the Bronco League, and 14 to 16 is the Pony League.
Mm-hmm.
And then the adult league. Then we have National League, and then AAA, AA, and Single A leagues,
right.
And also some local tournaments or whatever.
Right.
So, if we are lucky, we have good weather, we don't have pandemic, then we have a quite good baseball life.
Right. So, John Carter is watching. Do you know him?
Yeah, I know John.
Okay, he said on here that you need to talk about the Bucks playing in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's all he said.
Yeah, definitely will. So, just a little bit back in time to carry on with my baseball journey. So I came to London Mets in 2016. So I done this Baseball for Beginners program. I done 2 seasons with them, and then I started to play in Single A.
Mm-hmm.
The first season, play one of the London Mets team, and from the second season, I play with another one, and we do the third season with them now, and then in 2019, heard first about Buccaneers travel team. I've seen them here on the Facebook, and also my coaches playing with them, and they're traveling, as much as I know, every second year to the Arizona World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And they were advertising, they're looking for players in that year for the World Series. And I asked my coaches what they think about it. So I go, really interesting. So they said, yeah, why not? So I contacted John, and he also welcomed me. And I traveled to Arizona with the Buccaneers, and I can say my best ever baseball experience so far. Arizona, the game, what we played, the guys there, the fields, all the things. So it was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
My baseball history is not too long, so 6 years or so, but
yeah.
That was at this moment. This was the top things to play. If I think in O'Chairman, once I talking with O'Chairman, and he said he finished playing baseball when he was 45. I said I started to play baseball when I was 45.
Right.
And basically, after 5 years, go back to United States and playing there. It was just a fantastic something.
Mm-hmm. So, and just so you know, my baseball history is much longer than yours, in terms of amateur ball, like I've only played really a season and a half, because I came in on half a season in 2019, so this hopefully in April will be the start of my third season. So you got more tenure on me there. But I think that's the story of a lot of people, right? I mean, a lot of people are discovering this, in their
either, mid to late 30s, early 40s, and it's just becoming almost like a therapy in a way. You know what I mean? And so
Yeah.
go ahead, go ahead.
So just remember, I don't know who was it, MLB player or coach or TV broadcaster. Somebody said baseball is not really a sport. Baseball is a lifestyle.
Yeah, so good.
That's what I feel, and definitely. So it's, I think if somebody try baseball, he will stay there and live this lifestyle, let's say, or sleep. So there's no nothing in between, I think. So yeah, is with you every day, every hours of the days. Baseball is your life, I believe.
I mean, my wife can attest to that. That's for sure. So, what different positions have you are do you play or have you played? Kind of, how does that work for you?
At this moment, my primary position is catcher, and also sometimes playing first base. This was also interesting. When I started to play, I believe everybody first want to be pitcher. Myself, I was thinking I try to pitch in, but quite short time I find out it's not really for me. I scare too much to hit the batter. Player, so I just gave it up. I said it's not really for me, and then try to play third base, second base, outfield, and so in the beginning, in this beginner program, that was funny. So if you are playing on outfield, it's quite rare where the ball is going to you. So beginner players is struggling to hit the ball, so it's just mainly you just standing there and nothing happening. And when we started to play during this beginner baseball, in the beginning, every time the coach asked, we want to play on this position, that position, da da da. And once we didn't have catcher, I said, let's give it a try, why not? So I tried to catch him, and the first time I just didn't like it. Was struggling with the gear, couldn't breathe properly because of the mask. So I said, also, it's not really for me. A couple of weeks' time, we didn't have catcher again. So I said, okay, one more try. And that day went very well. So I really enjoy it. And then I start checking videos, and I bought a couple of catching book and whatever. And then now I just agent to play something else. So just for relaxing, I sometimes play in first base. So
How are your
now,
knees holding up then?
luckily, at this moment, still all right. I had a knee surgery a couple of years ago, but working, one still.
It probably works out in your favor that you didn't have all those years under your belt catching, because your knees aren't as torn up as a lot of players are by the time when they've caught their whole lives,
No, I think probably I'm quite lucky because of the basketball is quite strong. The muscles around my knee, I don't know. It's hopefully a couple of more years still I can use it.
So did you play college basketball or semi-pro or anything like that?
No, I play in high school. And then we don't really have in Hungary that kind of college sport than what you have in US. I played some amateur teams, and after I went to university, actually study basketball coaching. Degree from university, basketball coach. Also, I study sport management, sport event management. So, and after I stopped playing for a while, I came here to England. Here I was coaching a women basketball team and then also amateur level.
How old are you now?
51.
57, I don't know why 57. Yeah, but he said once you hit 57, he said you got an invite to play with them in Dallas. So you got a team waiting on you, and I'm over here, which is just down, just about 3 hours from me, by the way. Dallas is, and so
okay,
but
it's good. Yeah, it's funny. My son, he also was playing. He started playing when he was six. Mm-hmm. After a couple of training. He told me when we came home from the training and sitting in the car, and he told me, Papa, I have a plan. I said, that's all right, what is your plan? That I will play here for with London Mets for a while, and then later I will go to University of the United States, playing there in college baseball, and then I will go to Los Angeles Dodgers to play.
Yeah. So
that also has a bright future, a new catcher.
Yeah. There you go. Very cool. I did have a question. Like, I can't remember from the pictures, but, and I think this was talked about at one point in time, but how tall are you?
6'4".
Okay, yeah, I thought you were tall. And your camera angle definitely makes you look tall. You're like 6'7" right now. But and it's really interesting, too, that you know, that you picked, that you, I don't know a lot of people that come in at your age, you know, and then go, I think I'm going to pitch, you know, that's very unique too. I mean, a lot of, at least the pitchers that I know have, you know, they grew up pitching, or they pitched in college, but to have very little experience and then going to did you say you did pitch some?
I tried, but I gave up very quick. I mean, in the beginning, I think I pick up quite all right. I didn't say I was a great pitcher or something, but I felt the move a little bit.
Yeah.
On that level, we didn't really think about it. Fast ball, curveball, or just hit the catcher if you can, and don't hit the player next to him. But I worry too much about to. Hit the batting player, so
right, yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. I do that too. I did a coach pitch for my kids' team, and they made me pitch because no one else could do it, and so like it's pretty bad if I'm the best choice, you know. And man, as soon as I throw a ball like inside, all I'm thinking is don't hit that kid. And then, of course, I know the psychology of that because that's my background. Is that if you're thinking about it, you're likely more likely to do it. And so, of course, I'm like beaning kids all day. So, but anyways, I'm sure a lot of people probably delight in that. But
yeah.
So one more question, and I'll let you go. When do you think you're going to be able to make it back over here?
It's a good question. I really hope as soon as possible. Probably this year won't work as much as I see. The Buccaneers already have the team who will travel, and also because of this lots of lockdown and everything. So anyways, quite difficult life, but I really want to go back.
Yeah.
Even baseball, and hopefully one day still I can play again there. But definitely my son, definitely he wants to go. So
yeah. How old is he?
He's 9 this year.
9? Okay.
Yeah, 9. And he started to play when he was 6. And he also wants to be a catcher. Yeah.
Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time to do this. I know it's probably pushing 9:30. You're getting close to 10 there in the UK. And so hope we get to do this again. I hope that we'll get to meet in person someday. But I until then, just keep at it, keep training, and keep staying active on our group. I really appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you very much to have me here. And I really hope so someday we can meet person. You can play some ball.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. everybody who was listening us or watching us, just greetings from from UK.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We appreciate everybody that was watching that, and everybody that chimed in. And you stay safe over there. I know it's a little, some of the variants that are over there, it's kind of dangerous, I think. I'm not sure, but it's from last I heard. But just be careful, and we'll see you soon, hopefully.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Good luck this season.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with London ball player Choba Zalagi. And if you liked that interview and some of the other episodes that we're doing, it would mean a lot if you would remember to go ahead and give us that 5-star review and tune back in for the next episode. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Bye.